Well, thank you, Darren Lyons, for joining us after that one. We've got a point out of it, but are you content with that performance this afternoon?
No, nowhere near, Ben. Their desire and hunger and everything was there to be seen. No disrespect to them, that they're wrong end of the table. I think it was all about our attitudes today, and the lads have been told.
Obviously, on paper, Stalybridge Celtic have got a good side, we should say. I mean, we gave man of the match to Grant Shenton because he had a storming game, particularly in the first half. Yeah. But it was just a bit... The pace wasn't there, was it? There was no energy in the side.
That was it. We said to him at half-time we needed to raise it by 5 or 10%, and he never did. Second half, as you say, it petered out, and just a bit of brilliance, like I said, a bit of brilliance has got us a point.
The starting lineup, we mentioned it on the radio. It was pretty much the same as the starts of Curzon. And was there not a thought that perhaps, you know, we should start with the team that finished the second half at Curzon, which was full of energy and full of life? Because it was very similar in the way the performances were.
Yeah, there was a few things we had to consider. You know, like obviously George on the bench, Grazer's on the bench, Jason's on the bench, but. Gaffer's made his mind up and gone with the same team that started, same subs, but I'm sure it'll be changing this week.
Just a quick question on Carnell. It was noticeable in the second half he wasn't risking it with the kicks. Is that a concern going into Bradford next week?
No, if we have to get an emergency loan in, we'll get an emergency loan in. Hopefully it's not as bad as what we thought it was. He had his ankle strapped as well at half time. I think the lad's falling to bits, but you know, we'll have a word with the physios afterwards when he spoke to him and see how we go.
Yeah, it's been a long season, to be fair. Just a quick mention as well, because it was asked in the forum about Zach Corbett. Any update on Zach?
Yeah, Zach's had a bit of a reaction to his knee operation. He's waiting to see the doctor, but unfortunately it won't be till the 18th. Every time he trains or plays, his knee swells up, which is frustrating and a bit confusing. It goes down after a few days, but again, like I say, as soon as he plays or trains, it flares up and it swells up. So we need the doctor to have a look at that before we make any decisions on that one.
I'm going to try and end this on a positive and just highlight a couple of decent performances, I thought. Thompson's free kick was what was it? It was Dazzline-esque. It was beautiful. And Adeloye as well, I think, is a decent player up front, so
yeah.
there is signs of
yeah,
a good team.
Yeah, there's pluses to take out of it, but you know, not, like I said, no disrespect to Bridge, but we should be winning these games, especially after the second half there, with the teams that we've had here, like your kid is in that kind of place. It was all about attitude today, Ben, simple as that, and the lads' attitude was off, end of. They've been told that on no uncertain terms. We want a good run to the end of the season. We want, you know, to pick up as many points as we can, finish around the 50 mark, and we've got a cup final. And they've just made it a bit harder for that cup final now for themselves. We want to send out a message today for the final. Unfortunately, we've not. They're going to be up for it. End of the season, full of confidence. So they've just made that final a bit more tougher for themselves, but we'll see.
Well, Daz, thanks for joining us after that one, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Cheers, Ben, and you. Thank you.